Blog Talk Radio.
Well, the first thing I want to say is mandate my ass. Because it seems as though we've been convinced that 26% of the registered voters, not even 26% of the American people, but 26% of the registered voters form a mandate or a landslide. 21% voted for Skippy and 3-4% voted for somebody else who might have been running. But oh yeah, I remember in this year that we have now declared the year from Shogun to Reagan, I remember what I said about Reagan. Minute. Acted like an actor. Hollywood. Acted like a liberal. Acted like General Franco when he acted like governor of California. Then he acted like a Republican. Then he acted like somebody was going to vote for him for president. And now we act like 26% of the registered voters is actually a mandate. We're all actors in this, I suppose. What has happened is that in the last 20 years, America has changed from a producer to a consumer. And all consumers know that when the producer names the tune, the consumer has got to dance. The way it is. We used to be a producer. Very inflexible at that, and now we are consumers and finding it difficult to understand. Natural resources and minerals will change your world. The Arabs used to be in the third world. They have bought the second world and put a firm down payment on the first one. Controlling your resources will control your world. This country has been surprised by the way the world looks now. They don't know if they want to be Matt Dillon or Bob Dillon. They don't know if they want to be diplomats or continue the same policy of nuclear nightmare diplomacy. John Foster Dulles ain't nothing but the name of an airport now. The idea concerns the fact that this country wants nostalgia. They want to go back as far as they can, even if it's only as far as last week. Not to face now or tomorrow, but to face backwards. And yesterday was the day of our cinema heroes riding to the rescue at the last possible moment. The day of the man in the white hat or the man on the white horse. Or the man who always came to save America at the last moment. Someone always came to save America at the last moment. Especially in B-movies. And when America found itself having a hard time facing the future, they looked for people like John Wayne. But since John Wayne was no longer available, they settled for Ronald Reagan. And it has placed us in a situation that we can only look at like a B-movie. Come with us back to those inglorious days when heroes weren't zeros, before fair was square, when the cavalry came straight away and all American men were like Hemingway, to the days of the wondrous B-movie. The producer, underwritten by all the millionaires necessary, will be Casper the Defensive Weinberger. No more animated a choice is available. The director will be Attila the Hague, running around frantically declaring himself in control and in charge. The ultimate realization of the inmates taking over at the asylum. The screenplay will be adapted from the book called Voodoo Economics by George Papadoc Bush. Music by the village people, the very military, macho man. A theme song for saber rattling and selling wars door to door. Remember, we're looking for the closest thing we can find to John Wayne. The shades abound like kangaroos, courtesy of some spaced out Marlon Perkins, a Reagan contemporary. Cliches like itchy trigger finger and tall in the saddle and riding off or on into the sunset. Cliches like get off of my planet by sundown. More so than cliches like he died with his boots on. Marine tough to manage, Bogart tough to manage, Cagney tough to manage, Hollywood tough to manage, cheap steak tough, and Bonzo substantial. The ultimate in synthetic selling, a Madison Avenue masterpiece, a miracle, a cotton candy politician. Presto, macho. Macho, macho. Put your orders in, America. And quick as Kodak, your leaders duplicate with the accent being on the dupes. Because all of a sudden we have fallen prey to selective amnesia. Remembering what we want to remember and forgetting what we choose to forget. All of a sudden, the man who called for a bloodbath on our college campuses is supposed to be Dudley Goddamn Do-Right. You go give them liberals hell, Ronnie. That was the mandate to the new Captain Bly on the new ship of fools. It was doubtlessly based on his chameleon performance in the past as a liberal Democrat, as the head of the Studio Actors Guild. When other celluloid saviors were cringing in terror from McCarthy, Ron stood tall. It goes all the way back from Hollywood to Hillbilly, from liberals to libelous, from bongo to Birchite or born again. Civil rights, women's rights, gay rights, it's all wrong. Call in the cavalry to disrupt this perception of freedom gone wild. God damn it, first one wants freedom, then the whole damn world wants freedom. Don't challenge it, that's what we want. The good old days, when we gave them hell. When the buck stopped somewhere and you could still buy something with it. To a time when movies was in black and white, and so was everything else. Even if we go back to the campaign trail, before six-gun Ron shot off his face and developed hoof and mouth. Before the free press went down before full court press and were reluctant to view the menu because they knew the only thing available was Crow. Lon Chaney, our man of a thousand faces. No match for Ron. Doug Henning does the makeup. Special effects from Grecian Formula 16 and Crazy Glue. Transportation furnished by the David Rockefeller Remote Control Company. Their slogan is, why wait for 1984? You can panic now and avoid the rush. So much for the good news. Wall Street goes, so goes the nation, and here's a look at the closing numbers. Racism is up, human rights are down, peace is shaky, war items are hot, the house cleans all time, jobs are down, money is scarce, and common sense is at an all-time low with heavy trading. Movies were looking better than ever, and now no one is looking because we're starring in a big movie, and we would rather had John Wayne, we would rather had. You don't need to check on how you feel. Just keep repeating that none of this is real. And if you're sensing that something's wrong, well, just remember that it won't be too long before the director cuts the scene. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight I have with me Brother Eddie. And my dear Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
Great, great, great. How are you doing this evening?
I'm well, thank you. And you?
I'm doing wonderful. Happy to be back since we were off last Wednesday class.
Yeah.
And before I go any farther, let me say Ashe to the ancestors, Namaste to the elders, and much love, honor, and respect to our family and listening audience for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that we are sharing together. With that, peace and love, family. So, yeah, Sister Antoinette, it's be a great and interesting class this evening. Because, again,
yes.
I know the family's probably trying to figure out. Or they've come up already with what's our connection to 5G.
Yes.
It takes us different places. But I want to bring everything home to the family, bring it home, you know, so that we can sit down and break bread, making sure that everything that I bring home is it important issues, because this is what we have to basically conversations about, important issues. Dealing with the vibrations that we've been getting, feeling, dealing with, as we say, the paradigm shift, order out of chaos, and it's even from our head to our toe that these vibrations are coming through us. It's even finding our family tree. It's the important issues that we discuss and should be discussing and stay focused on. With that, I'm going to go into the energy that most people are still feeling, that we'll still feel for the next 3 weeks from this total lunar eclipse of the red beaver blood full moon. And its effects that we're feeling. So with that being said, you can start on the current events, Sister Antoinette, and as you go through, I'm going to mention a couple of things. Like before you mention the first current event, I want the people to think about this quote from Sun Tzu from The Art of War. Keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer. And I just use enemy instead of enemies, but we'll break both of those down as we go through the class this evening. So with that, suspension, that you can start off with the first current event.
Okay. Well, this one is really interesting. A Nigerian man is sentenced to over 11 years in federal prison for conspiring to launder tens of millions of dollars from online scams. And if the criminal known online as Ray Hushpuppy laundered proceeds of school financing scam, business email compromise fraud, and other cyber scams. A profile international fraudster who considered to launder tens of thousands of dollars through a series of online scams and flaunt his luxurious, crime-ridden lifestyle on social media was sentenced today to 135 months in federal prison. And I'm sorry, y'all, because I do this every week. I need to put my glasses on because I'm really straining. Okay. Raymond, excuse me. And I'm going to spell his middle name. O-L-O-R-U-N-W-A. You got that, brother, right? Brother, oh, Lord, forgive me, y'all. Brother Eddie?
No, I wasn't even writing it down. I'm just listening to the article.
Okay,
so
I was spelling his name, but that's okay. His last name is Abbas, A-B-B-A-S, I guess. A 40-year-old Nigerian national, also known by his Instagram handle, Ray Hushpuppy, was sentenced by United States District Judge Otis D. Wright II, who also ordered Abbas to pay. Okay, you ready, Brother Eddie? $1,732,841 and restitution to two fraud victims. And Vince pleaded guilty in April 2021 to one count of conspiracy to engage in money laundering. He was arrested in Dubai, United Arab Emirates in June 2020 and has remained in federal custody since his explosion from the UAE. Abbas bragged on social media about his lavish lifestyle, a lifestyle funded by his involvement in transnational fraud and money laundering conspiracies targeting victims around the world, said United States Attorney Martin Estrella. I'm not good with names. Money laundering and business email compromises schemes are a massive international crime problem, and we will continue to work with our law enforcement and international patterns to identify and prosecute those involved wherever they may be. Now, I don't know, but I'm sure everyone has gotten some kind of calls, emails, or something from these Nigerians with their schemes that they always have something. You know, they need you to do this, and then you'll get the money because they can't put it in there. Okay, you know, you got that, Eddie? Brother Eddie?
Yep. So, right quick for that. It's just that story gives us the information to be aware of people like that, and just to be on the side of caution.
Mm-hmm.
But what comes around goes around. He got what he deserved.
Yeah.
And again, this is part of what we'll be talking about, dealing with social media. He wants to get online and brag about his extravagant life, you know. So
yeah.
it basically makes me piggyback on the song that you played, beginning of the class, Be Moving,
really amazing.
Gil Scott.
Yes,
yeah.
Which comes up to a one.
Yes, but what made you play that particular song?
The world today. Do we really live in it, you know, with this election and everything, just everything that's going on? Are we just a part of the movie? Are we the characters? And somebody sitting back and watching us?
So what I'm connecting to is even today's date. Did you notice that today's date is 9/11 in reverse? It's 11/9.
No, I didn't.
So
today's my brother's birthday.
Okay, and even the title, happy birthday to your brother, even the title displays those same numbers. That's why I started laughing. See, because B-Movie, he has the letter B, not the word B. So the letter B is the second letter, which is 2. This is the 11th month, which is 2. 11 is a 2.
Yeah.
Movie is
so
18.
11.
No, I'm just saying. Movie, B-Movie, movie is 18. 1 plus 8 is 9. Today's date is the 9th. B-Movie, 11-9. So it's divinely connected when I hear that with the music, even with what we'll be talking about this evening in the class.
Yeah.
But again, as Gil said, it ain't really your life. It ain't nothing but a movie. Well, life is also 18, movies 18. So is your life, which it actually is, a movie? Because everybody's life is a book, and every book is a movie.
Yes.
Book, by the way, is also 9. Movie 9 and life is 9. So, yeah. So that being said, you can go ahead to the next current event.
Okay. Well, can I just add this with this story? The man has 11 years that he has to serve. And after he serves his 11 years, then he's been deported. So they're going to make him do his time here in the States. But afterwards, he's deported. He has to go back home.
Oh, okay. Serves him right, you know.
Yes,
like I said, what comes around goes around. So, yeah.
Yes. Because they have that tendent loss with respect to them, to the bank. I can't even, because this man has just went over. He's went over and beyond, y'all. Was $14.7 million. But they had that. He has frauded a New York-based law firm in October 2019 to transfer. You ready, Brother Eddie, for the number?
Yeah.
Approximately $922,857. To an account that a co-conspirator controlled under someone else's name. And I'm going to leave it alone now. But did I tell y'all what this was in? No, I didn't. This, you can find this in the United States Attorney's Office, Central District of California.
Okay. So again,
the United States Department of Justice. Forgive me. I'm sorry, Brother Eddie.
No, I was just saying they both dealing with money and, you know.
Yeah. Both crooks.
Doing it. Money, by the way, is 11 coming up with the month in today's date.
Mm-hmm.
Because 11-9 is a 2. Money is a 2. So we keep coming back to that too. That
yes, we do.
People seem to have their mind on their money, and mine happens to be too, along with money. I got my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Yeah.
So again, another quick one between current events is dealing with our sisters, brothers, and our daughters. Our mothers, aunties, and we all have at least one favorite auntie out there.
Yeah.
But two sisters this week, very interesting, because again, knowing the energy flow that we're still in, dealing with this blood moon. Now, starting to not just see but trying interpretations of one's dream. And once we are on that line of interpretation, we start to get divine guidance. And this is the energy flow that we are in. We've been in 3 weeks, and it's going to be another 3 weeks from the effects of the eclipse. Mm-hmm. And since we've been talking about the two, eclipse is 29, which is a two. So if you have been having vivid dreams and you could see and describe what's happening in the dream, these are things to come. The revealing is here. And I keep getting questions about helping one interpret their dreams. But again, it's giving us divine guidance.
Yeah.
So with that, Sister Antoinette, you can go to the next current event.
Okay, well, I'm sure that most people have heard about Nancy Pelosi's husband being attacked in their house while she was not at home. So I found this story, and in a dispute with a male prostitute early Friday morning, Paul Pelosi stated that he doesn't know who the male is, but he advised that his name is David and that he is a friend. Yeah, right. As San Francisco's gay bars closed at 2 a.m., two gay men met in a bar and went home together. Happens all the time, except one of the two men was married to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Telling you, if I do, y'all all know why, but here's what really happened this morning in San Francisco. According to San Francisco police, David DePage told Nancy Pelosi. So Paul Pelosi, he will wait in the home for Nancy Pelosi to nail in the home, and that he's going to wait for his wife. RP stated that he doesn't know who the male is, but he advised that his name is David and that he is a friend. It's been a rumor for years in San Francisco that Paul Pelosi is gay. David DePape is said to be a castro nudist, the lunatic who allegedly assaulted Paul Pelosi is a Berkeley resident and a former castro nudist protester and hemp jewelry maker. Sounds totally mega Republican to me. This from Twitter. Oh, so here's the theory, as expressed to me by a source. Castro nudists are a group of really radical gay men prostitutes that parade around naked with rings on their penis. First of all, the police did not come in response to an alarm. Came in response to a wellness check. So someone called them to check on Pelosi. When he didn't answer the phone, the cops came inside. When San Francisco Police Department arrived, Pelosi was with the suspect, both men in their underwear. I have three stories said it all. And then they were forced to do a retraction. But I have the originals. And the British papers still say it. Pelosi owned the hammer, not Deepathy or the melting he didn't like. Okay, and there's more to it than the law paper says, my law firm serves as a lawsuit against Paul Pawlowski one time in San Francisco after attempting to serve at other residents. They weren't home, but staff were, and multiple law enforcement officers were in the perimeter. Break in at odd, given this level of security. It's a lot of things that are coming up. And when I first heard it, I said, you know, it didn't sound right to me, because to me, why wouldn't she have had her own security despite even having that security? Because after what she went through with the insurrection and them, you know, really coming after her, you would think that she would really be very protective over her home and everything else. So that came from the Santa Monica Observer. Okay, and it's more to it, y'all. I didn't read the whole thing. Okay, Brother Eddie.
Thank you for not reading the whole thing.
it was very graphic.
Anything to do with Pelosi and again, knowing her history, family background, with the perversion of sex, you know, why would we be surprised other than the incredible lie that they came up with him getting hit in the head with a hammer, you know, a man of that age with a hammer in the head, we looking at a corpse, you know. So, again, there's too many holes and there's too much energy having conversations about wretched people in the public's eye through government and politics. It's political theater that I haven't used that term in some time, but, you know, this is why I say get your popcorns, your drinks, your snacks, sit back and enjoy the show. Don't get too wrapped up in the nonsense. And since we're talking sense and nonsense, I don't know where the family is in their certain locations, but here in Illinois, again, especially now that the election is over and the governor remains governor, this big push for the booster again is a two family, the booster shot, and all of this new melee about a new strain, a new variation that's running rampant. So we have to, or as they say, they have to stay ahead by giving more shots. Again, that saying that Donald Trump left with was warp speed. But I'm saying all of this to say, haven't heard since this so-called war with Russia and Ukraine has started, and all of these influx of Ukrainians have been coming here, and not once have I heard anything about a 14-day quarantine, about even getting tested to see if they had anything, but yet they're spreading them throughout different sanctuary cities and other cities that aren't sanctuary. This is so important that another booster is required, a new push for a new variation. But nobody in the media nor news has mentioned, to my knowledge, let me make that plain because I don't watch all of this, to my knowledge, has said anything about any of these immigrants from third world so-called countries coming in and being quarantined before being let loose in the general population. So, again, how much time do we spend talking about Raunchy Pelosi and other things? I mean, it is what it is, so we can leave a lot of stuff alone. Because, again, for me, as with the first two stories, what comes around goes around. We keep saying they finna get it. Oh, they getting it. Slowly but surely. Slowly but surely. So, do you have another current event?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay. Time up for Clarence Thomas being on the Supreme Court. According to dozens of messages to Donald Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, worked tirelessly after the presidential election in 2020 to overturn the thoroughly vetted defeat of Trump, who has not conceded. Moreover, the couple, The couple has long had questions raised about Thomas' ethics and cases in the past where she has been an active advocate. He has continued to refuse to answer those questions appropriately. Clarence Thomas has been a controversial figure since day one, and it's time for him to step down from the United States Supreme Court. From the allegations of sexual harassment by Anita Hill and his ethical questionable behavior and connections with upholding laws that do harm to the black community, Thomas' name has been synonymous with controversy. It began after his nomination in July 1991 to the Supreme Court by President George H.W. Bush. Thomas was selected to replace retiring civil rights icon and the court's first African-American justice, Thurgood Marshall, who could forget the contentious confirmation hearing and Anita Hill's testimony about alleged sexual harassment that immediately followed. So in essence, Thomas is stepping down, or is being told to step down, or being fired, however you want to look at it. Okay, Brother Eddie.
Well, try not to be personal dealing with Clarence Thomas. Again, going back to what comes around goes around, because, again, not being there, but just constantly hearing all of the things he was accused of. But, again, not to go there, to go where I feel we should all stay focused. So, for me, just like all politicians that I've been saying, we should have stipulations. They have these judges, Supreme Court judges, appointed for life once they're in that position. Did they go in, or why they're in? How did their mental state change? Because we all change. Why aren't, since they don't have a term limit, which I feel is wrong, I feel that all so-called elected government officials should have time or term limits. But if not, they still should have some type of mental health examination
every year, every other year, sometimes, so that not only we could see, but they would know, which they already do, when people are having issues. But again, we're seeing all of these issues in the hood, all of these issues in communities and neighborhoods, businesses. You keep seeing, especially here in Chicago, police committing suicide. All type of so-called frontline workers are totally stressed out. So, again, this is a mental health crisis. And a lot of people that are in positions of authority are not being put in check. So, a person like Clarence Thomas, among others, should have been in some type of therapy. See, but it's just like at the bottom in the penitentiary or correctional facilities, there's no real correction being done to rehabilitate. So just like the crap falls downhill, where the crap at the top ain't being fixed. And we keep seeing it, and people that vote keep putting them in. Another story for another time. So, did you have another current event?
No, I'm going to let you go. My granddaughter just came in, and I don't know where her mother is. So,
I was going to say play one of those clips because I was going to mention two people we should basically be looking at because they're not a distraction. When we hear the words they're saying, it's Kyrie Irving. If you got that clip, play that.
Okay. I don't know if y'all can hear my grandbaby.
Yeah, we hear. I can.
Yeah, she's just a going. Okay, give me a minute, y'all.
And while she's finding the clip.
Okay, I was spelling it wrong. She's spelling his name wrong. So I wasn't pulling it up because I wasn't spelling it right.
That might be.
I know, sweetie. Yes.
And yeah, family, Kyrie Irving and Kanye West. Like I said, a lot of the media news will push distraction, crazy, this, that, and the other. But if we don't know by now, whenever the media and the news gang up on any individual, that means it's something being said that is not in conjunction with the program they're pushing. So a lot of this, as Kyrie Irving, we remember 3 years ago when this nonsense started, when he stood, made a stance then and still standing now that he would not take that shot, among other things.
Are you ready?
So.
I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead, Sister Internet.
Okay. All right. Well, here we go, y'all.
And I'm going to ask y'all from my soul to yours, please do not get distracted out here. Please do not fall victim to what the system is putting out there. It's a lot of misinformation. It's a lot of trauma going around. It's a whole lot happening in our world. And the system wants you to be depressed, wants you to be in a state of being that is low vibrational. Alright? It's a change and it's a shift in what's going on in our world right now. And I'm letting you know, I'm not being arrogant or anything like that, but from 1981 to 1996, this millennial generation, I hope y'all know, we're here to shake some up. We're here to shake some stuff up. But in order to shake some stuff up, right, and the next generation, Gen Z, is going to come right after, so they're watching this, right? And you got my kids' generation, which is very young. But I got on here to say this. Please do not get distracted out here emotionally, spiritually, because the system itself is, you know, it's dying. It's dying. Old ways of living, the old ways of doing things, it's not going to last for too much longer, y'all. I'm just saying. And I don't know anything, right? I don't know all the answers to what's going on, but I'm saying this to y'all specifically because it's important that those that understand that are aligned and what's going on around here, that y'all paying attention, because without us making a change right now and shifting our consciousness, our kids are, they're going to fall victim to this system too. And the system I'm talking about is, it's a myriad of objective topics that we follow since we were kids, which is sex, love, relationships, religion, culture, class, finance, entertainment, media, you know, social platforms at this point. Please do not fall victim to these things that are being manipulated and controlled. Please do not. Please do not. We have so many truth tellers out here that are doing the right things. You know, and I could point them out, but you have to have your own level of discernment once you're consciously awakened to what's really going on. And I could go on and on, but look, I have to speak in general topics because it gets too mixy. You know what I'm saying? But I hopped on here specifically to share something with y'all. My generation, the millennial generation, we got to be better. We got to be better. My millennial generation, we got to be better. We know too much of the truth. And sometimes that will put us in places where we're fearful or we have anxiety. And 7 to 10 to 20 generations now, we have to break free mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically. You know what I'm saying? It's not easy to do it, but we have people out here that are willing to extend a helping hand and do it, you know? And I went live on this main page because I know that, you know, some people are going to take this as, oh, man, this guy's, what is he talking about now? This guy thinks he's, and it's like, it's not even about that. I don't even have energy to give that to, or to give to that today, you know, or any point in my life. But I will tell you this. We got to be better. We have to protect our youth. We have to protect our ways of life. We have to protect the kids that are looking up to us. So my millennial generation, this is a call out to you. No, real talk. This is a shout out to you. As Gen Z is watching and our older generation is waiting for us to take control of the wheel and lead our world into new places, new ways of thinking, because it's not happening, you know, without the proper techniques and strategies. It's not happening if we're not prepared. So, you know, and I say my generation because the middle generation is because we help create a lot of these social platforms. We've helped create a lot of these trends.
It is what it is. Everything they said is straight facts. Baby boomers' time, they're getting ready to die. And we're getting ready to take over. Lobbyist seats are going to be taken over. You know, Senate seats are going to be taken over. New presidents, new vice presidents, things like that. You know, now is the time is work. Put in 2, 3, 4 times of the work. You understand? This is why I'm trying to bang out 50 videos a day, 15, 20. Just dominate, get to your purpose and what you have to do. Turn the TV off, work out, learn a new language, work on your finances, do whatever you gotta do. You feel me? But I'm gonna leave it off right there. You already know 07601, See you on the next one. Peace.
Okay, Brother Eddie, you with me? Brother Eddie?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay, great. And you want to give your commentary on that?
Basically, again, I love it. Kyrie Irving basically laid out what we've been talking about, dealing with low vibrations, dealing with energies that we are receiving, that if we're not aware, even though the energy is still being given, we can't use what we're not even aware of the change, the transformation that we are going through, that even helps us to recognize those who are truly against this awakening. So it takes me right into, we're still in that energy flow from the cosmic rays, amplified by the sun rays that had an effect on that total lunar eclipse of the red beaver blood moon or full moon. The solar energy released from the sun rays cast a shadow between the sun and the moon. And the earth, being in the middle, that basically caught all of the shade from the rays of the sun. On the earth's atmosphere, it mirrors the reflection of the red from the seven chakras of the sun rays that gives that look of red. But it's the shadow that's also giving us the change, that the rays of the sun hits the earth. And this is the energy of that solar power that is flowing in us, around us, and through us. So again, being aware of these things that are happening as above, they're happening so below. We have to truly be aware, because again, just by saying the simple things to be or not to be in the divine order, because the order of the day is order out of chaos. Flashlight, the paradigm shift. We can manifest once we are aware. And it starts with the important issues. It's through our true conversation that will activate a thought. For us too, 5G is also our Christ consciousness that we constantly talking about. And that Christ consciousness is no more than that energy of thought. Our thought has energy. And we have within us the ancient keepers of the Ashoka records,
knowing yourself is the key. Focus. As we love nature, which is the true soulmate of that energy thought in our Christ consciousness. It's no more than the current of energy that we all carry. It's actually in this body we call a temple that holds for our flesh different words, but knowing that the temple is the flesh and the word became flesh. It's even from our head to our toe, but knowing part of being that messenger to that Christ consciousness. It's divine guidance. As I stated earlier, even coming through your dreams, waking you up, finding yourself trying to interpret what the dreams were about. We all have a chosen way. These are the 5 G's that affect us or that we are connected to.
Because when you look at those first, I'm sorry.
Okay, I was just saying when you look at those first three words, what's our connection? Comes up to 67. 6 plus 7 is 13. There it is. Truth. God. Claim the secret. And 5G, again, is being used against us. But why? It's because of this energy of this lunar red blood moon. That Christ consciousness, the 5G technology is meant to block, to kill those frequencies, that awakening that is happening. Right quick before we take the caller, let me finish this. On the flip side of what it's doing, we see what the government is doing.
Okay.
As I said, to block with these particular programs.
Yeah.
Because even the 5G started back, the idiot box. We called it the TV. And they're still pushing death through the vaccine being given in the arm. Basically, through the foods we eat, which at its molecular level, crystals, they're giving us and putting an abundance of salt and sugar in our food, which again is pushing death along with this vaccine because they're using chemicals to change. And even when we think of junk DNA and everything that we usually talk about dealing with the genome. Why do they have us and we too always talk about the DNA? Yes, it's important, but we know we got that other strand. And that's the key because hidden in the RNA is the code. And they have us thinking about the junk, which is actually part of the code, is in the DNA. But again, pushing death is in the RNA. Why? Because DNA comes to 6. RNA comes to 7. Plus 7, we're back to 13. But what are they doing with this shot? It's called mRNA. And the M stands for messenger RNA. By the way, messenger 41, which is 5, RNA is 7. 5-7 as again, 5G. It's a binary code. Binary 7. It's 16, which is 7. Code is 14, which is 5. That's the binary code from the messenger RNA from the vaccine injected in our arm. I'll break all of that down because everything that I just talked about, even starting from the energy flow of this total lunar eclipse of the red full moon, all comes to 5G. But this is how they're even using it to block and even kill us, because we've heard of the walking dead. Well, the dead walking are the walking zombie. Walking being 5, zombie being 7, 5G. With that, Sister Antoinette, you can bring in the caller, and we'll keep this going.
Okay. Area code 706. Area code 706.
Elder Brother Kwame. Take off.
Hello, Brother Kwame.
Good evening, Sister Antoinette, and good evening, Brother Eddie. You know.
What's happening?
Us.
Oh, yeah. Thank us.
But see, that's a question we don't have to do, because we're overstanding ourselves. It's the ones that's out there that's lost. They come up to you and say, what's happening? We're coming to each other and say, greetings, you know, grand rising, because we have an overstanding of what's going on within. So we know that the person that we're coming that we're coming in contact with has that same energy. So we greet in a certain way. Greetings, fam, because we know we're connected in our energies and our consciousness. And you've got an interesting point, and what you were just saying about the 5G, and it's really powerful, you know, that we look at the AI, because that's what we're talking about in the 5G. But in the DI of it all, we're talking about the generational define, because you look at something. The greatest of generations, the silent generations, the baby boomer, Generation X, and what Kyrie is speaking, I think that's his name, is speaking on the millennials. Millennials, and that what you just saying is that's five generations. From 19, people born before 1928 is the greatest of generations. Before 1928, the silent generations is from 28 to 45. The baby boomers is from 46 to 64. Generation X is from 65 to 80. And the millennials is from after 1980 to now, or 2015. Then there's another generation. But what we're seeing is that's the 5G that we're in, because we are the fifth generation. We're the third generation. Our children are the fourth generations, and our grandchildren are the millennials, what would be the fifth generation. And so we're looking at this 5G that they're attacking with artificial intelligence to destroy the divine intelligence connections. Because when you talked about the television came out with the baby boomers. The radio was in the silent generations in the 40s when those two came out. Between those two generations, that's when technology stepped in and began to push itself into the homes and into the minds and consciousness of people. It's that generation after the baby boomers, because the Generation X was introduced to the computers, and after the 80s and the 90s is when we got the flow of technology, being able to have it in your home and walk around with it in your hand and doing that, is the millennials. And the millennials is really funny because it's a play on words, and you know me being a wordsmith, I'm going to play with this word. And I looked at the millennials. I think I even sent it to you, Brother Eddie. And it's in the way that you look at the word millennial, which is the thousand year or the generation going into that next thousand years, moving from the 1900s to the 2000s. That's the millennials. But in that word, when you look at and what he was speaking, Kyrie was speaking, he kept saying millennial, millennial, talking about his generation. And the part for that was, is that in him looking at that, you look at the word millennial, and if you look at the word millennial, if you look at it, millennials with the S, when you look at that word, you'll see it, that it says, looking at it, millennial spelled backwards is S-L-A-I-N, slain, Millie, N-E-L-L-I. Millie means truth. And you look at M means thousand. So this generation of millennials is the next thousands of years that's about bringing about slaying all of this untruth. And dealing with truth. Because the Roman numeral M, yes.
I'm sorry. Generation Z is anyone born from 1997 to 2012.
Right. Okay, but we're talking about millennials.
Yeah.
And millennial is anyone from 80 up to 12, I think.
Yes.
No, up until 90.
80 to 96.
Right.
1980
to 1996. Right. And see, what happened with it is, when you go back to the silent generation and that meant you had to be 18 to 21 to be considered a generation or an adult. As
yeah.
we got into from the baby boomers, the thing changed to where now the way the system look at it is 15. You're considered an adult because you can be tried in court as an adult when you're in the adolescent age. And so this is how the system has made the age for acknowledging an adult in their counting is that. Because when you look at the part of how many people, you know, because you're looking at the percentage of people that's in the silent generation from 1928, there's like 47 million. There's a certain percentage. The baby boomers, we're at 70. Gen X is 55. The millennials is at 65. That was back in 97. I mean, that. And you look at there's only maybe 2%. Left of the silent generation, those centurions that are still around are the 100-year-olds. My mom is 90, so she falls in the part of that silent gen because she was born in 32. And so that right there, and I was talking to a friend before I called into the show, and we were talking about our ancestry. And we were saying that my mom, I'm saying that my mother, who was born in 32 in the silent generations, my grandmother was born in 1912. My grandmother's mother was born in 1874, and her mother was born in 1851. She was born in slavery. My great-grandmother that came to the hospital and named me was the first child out of slavery that my great-great-great-grandmother had. So that meant that I saw my great-great-grandmother, Cecilia, up until she died in 64. And the part for me being able to see her and knowing about her mother who was born a slave, that's just five generations. And we're looking at right now this millennial, you know, because you're looking at something that went from the 18 to 2000. That's 200 years, those generations in between. And what we're seeing now is what's happening with each generation, as Frantz Fanon says, is that each generation out of relative obscurity must either fulfill its mission or we will all fail. And this is what the attack is to break up that, what Eddie was saying, the activation of the Akashic record or the DNA activation that's happening on the planet as we speak. That new, that full moon, that blood moon was a reboot, an activation of conscious magnetic electromagnetic energy that activates this planet. Every being and anything on this planet is consciously electromagnetically charged up from that eclipse, and it will last 6 months to 2 years. And so the activation that we just had now gives the human a new consciousness to work with what already has been done since 2012, moving back into this age of Aquarius. And so what we're having is the activation of this dormant DNA that was millions of years ago when it was altered. It's now being activated by what's coming through this consciousness in alignment with the galaxy. And so what we're seeing now is these next seven generations, as we speak in indigenous, say everything that you do or say is for the next seven generations. So your granddaughter that came there and got into the conversation is because she's speaking of what she's going to be able to say about her grandmother to her grandchildren.
Oh, Brother Clowney, well, I pray that it'll be good.
Yes, because what she's doing is that we are recording this show. And
yes,
this show is going to be able, the technology keeps it forever. So your voice and this conversation that we're talking about will stay archived in the airways of the computer technology system to be able for her to pull it up and hear your voice and her little voice on it.
Yeah, well, that'll be cute. That was interesting. And this generation that she is Alpha.
Right.
And they find that out for you. It's the, their generation is called Alpha. Generation
right,
Alpha.
Because they're the Aquarian. The Alpha is the Aquarian.
Mm-hmm.
They're the beginning. The Alpha. It, and see what we, you add up. What we're getting ready to have now is the 11-11-2022. The four pillars. And the 22. And the 2022, all of that adds up to the 10. That's what this full moon has activated and kicked, that we're starting again. 10 is the binary code of 1 and 0, male and female, alpha and omega.
Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes. And I can use that. I can come off on so many things with that alpha generation and the 10. Because real quick, just to connect the dots with the number, 10 by number, T-E-N, is 13. 13 also comes to alpha. And this is why the first letter is considered to be Alpha, one. But the last letter is called Omega, as you said, the Alpha and Omega. And when you add 13 and 16, Alpha and Omega, it's 29. 2 + 9 is 1 and 1, the beginning and the end. Seeing how they have this all hid, even in the alphabet, you know, is the unraveling and the revealing of what's happening right now. Even when we're talking about the energy being 7 and the flow is 5G. This is why that change that we are feeling, that reboot, change is 23, reboot is 23, that 5, I got 5 on it. But just like red is 14, that's 5. They even put another name. Numbers remain the same and called it Bieber. Bieber moon, red moon. Well, Bieber is 23, 5. Red is 23, I mean, it's 14, 5. See, the rays being 14 from the cosmic rays amplified by the sun rays. Rays is 14. And it created a shade on the earth, or called a shadow. Shadow is 23, a 5. All part of that energy that mirrors. Mirror is 23. That gives a reflection, 41. In our atmosphere, 41, the 5. All part of the change, energy that we're getting, we're feeling, we're saying. All I'm saying is relating the words or the numbers behind the words that we're using to see that we are moving in that direction that we're talking. Because that's the 5G. That we're supposed to be talking about, we don't supposed to be talking about, we're supposed to recognize it, yes. That's key, because recognize is 7. And 5G, we always heard. Game, what? Recognize game, baby. Game is 5 and recognize is 7. 5G now, let's recognize this. Because the energy being 7, through our conversation that activated 7. Conversation is 7. Energy is 7. And when we give energy to the 5G of technology instead of the energy of the Christ conscious of the awakening, who's getting the power? We got the power, but what are we doing? 5G is through conversations. 5 is manifest. 7 is conversation. Through our conversation, we're manifesting what we're talking about. And if we're talking about it, technology and the awakening through the sound and vibration, we speaking it into existence. That's the one that Kwame just talked about being 1111. Happy Veterans Day to all my fellow veterans out there this Friday too, 1111.
Oh yes, I'm doing a show Friday for Veterans Day.
Okay. So again, it's no it right quick, Brother Corey. It's no coincidence that even veteran comes to the number 29. 2 + 9 is 11. Family, 1111 Veterans Day. Come on,
yes.
Go ahead, Brother Kwame. I think you're trying to say something.
Yeah, I'm standing there looking at the moon with this big halo around it, lighting up the forest community I live in. And what we're talking about is a natural order, because we had what is called what? The blood moon. And what color is blood moon? What color is blood? Red.
Right.
And what we are looking at, the first chakra is the root chakra, which is red. the root of our generations goes back to those silent ones that were born before 1928. To those that did not know about technology, did not know about freedom, in the sense to where we now exist, can speak it into existence, because we are the branches from that tree of life of our generations, that five generations that we now are in, that we now can speak of, because some of those people still exist as 100 years. So we're now in that energy of that rooting of that G. That 5G is generations, not the technological that they try to use as a distraction, but from the root of our ancestors, who are the dust bones that we walk on Mother Earth, or what they have paved over and asphalt over, that we no longer can feel their energy until we walk on the earth. Not on the concrete, not on the asphalt, but on the earth, the soil, the dirt, the dust of their skin, the soil and the bones that makes this earth is our ancestors. The G that we have to be, because that is the God force. Or the galaxy that we are in is the G that's in the square and the compass. That G is not their G-O-D that they put on the dollar bill in 1956 when they voted it to put it, take it off the penny and put it onto the greenback dollar and put on there "In God We Trust," is because they were trusting that we have now got enough gold and we got enough oil and drugs that we're going to now put into existence, that we can take care and keep this facade up. Because the people here on this land, before they were invaded, did not have a word, the word in which they came and forced to say that you have to believe in this. That wasn't their word for the Creator, for the Great Spirit, and other indigenous people did not have this word that they use now to force you to take their definition of what Creator is, because Creator is, as Dick Gregory used to say, my universal Creator, because he's the Creator of everything that exists. And so what we're doing is we have to understand how we use our words.
That's correct. Even piggybacking on that, Creator, that comes to one. That's why even saying the number of you, when you talk about yourself, knowing thyself, and the statement phrase is, you are in the image of the Creator. You come to one. Image comes to one. Creator comes to one, family. We have a part to represent the Creator in the images that we are the example of. Nobody else. What's your image? That's why we have no engraving images, because we are the image that we create, being a creator from the utmost Creator. That's why frequency is one, awakening is one. It's all part of the Creator and us and you. Sound is one. Everything is on the one.
Yes, it is.
We have
now,
to know
with
that.
Everything.
Don't,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said we have to know, not just think. See, because
yes.
When we think, we already know it. That's why
yes.
Thought, five, is so far, so powerful. see, because that five that's in the atmosphere that we're talking about, that's love, we have the power to cast that spell. The five, love, the code, the gang, family. We got to recognize these criminals. That's why criminal is five. And you take criminals to a court. Court is five. And we just got finished talking about these judges who are appointed for life. Judges are five. They know what in the hell they're doing. Excuse the French family.
Yes.
But
that's
can
what
I,
got five
on. I wanted to piggyback on that, and I'm glad you brought it back up. Because
okay.
For Bush to put Clarence Thomas, he had to be on main television, and everybody got to watch what he said was his electronic lynching, to be appointed to that seat by a black woman charging him with what she was charging him with, and he's getting kicked off of the Supreme Court by a white woman, what she did being white and being following who she is with her people, getting him kicked off. A black woman helped him to get on. A white woman helped him to get off.
Ain't that something? But 5G, family, I meant to mention earlier, along with what they're using to block and to kill that Christ consciousness that we're having a conversation about this evening, is when we listen to the media and the news, because their power is to manipulate the story. That's why we are telling our own story. 5G, manipulate is five, media is seven, news is seven. The media is the news. Put here to manipulate, to put in place the 5G that we're talking about, that they're using against this true flow of energy of the divine guidance of the Christ consciousness that we're feeling.
And
even as Brother Kwame said right quick, a 5G is when we talk about our house and we talk about our home. Home is 14, 5. House is 25, which is 7. And in our house right now, we know the 5, our house has an energy. As the baby girl with Antoinette came in, it's an energy in Grandmama's house, the home, in everybody's home. The 5 has a current. Current is 32, which is 5. And as we say, there's an electrical current, regardless if you have electricity power on or not. There's a current that is going through your house. This is why we always say with that current, that 5, we need 7. We need to get grounded. 5G, baby. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Yes. Now, what about when 5G is wrong? I mean, you know,
well,
we're
that's
thinking
why
about
we offsetting everything. We're here to offset by activating through conversation so
yes.
that it manifests, not by what they're talking about, anything negative, because even the negative, when we see it, we show the positive from what they're trying to do with the negative to offset that negative charge to give us that positive charge. And by the way, positive is 38, which is that 2 again.
Yes, well, you know I'm going to bring up the negative after Brother Kwame makes his statement. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
And you're speaking on media. And media is spelled M-E-D-I-A. Is that correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Turn it around. AI them.
Artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence, D-E-M, them. How you say them folks, get them to take this AI, get them to this artificial intelligence, them, not the THEM, the slang word that we use, DEM. Them folks is over there, thems. It's how we take and look at what's being used in words, and you see other words and how that there's a word in the word that if we look at it, you can break or you can see how they cast the spell, but you can take it and turn the spell around, as Brother West always used to say, flip it. And that's AI them. They're doing the media AIs us. The artificial intelligence is run through the media. And who are they focusing on? Them who watches it.
Yes. Be careful of whatever you watch, because it's watching you. As Rockwell said, sometimes I feel like somebody's watching me. And you have no privacy, Big Brother.
Yes, well, I have a clip with COVID and the 5G, how people are saying it's a conspiracy, but I think it's something to it. So I'm going to play this clip. It's like 5 minutes, y'all.
Well, if you thought the world couldn't get any crazier, try this on for size. There's a conspiracy theory sweeping the globe that coronavirus is caused by 5G technology.
It's nonsense, but that hasn't stopped the rumor being believed and spread by millions. Angela Cox has more.
5G burning.
A 5G phone tower torched in England. A worker harassed. The real-world consequences of a fake news hoax.
But do you know what you're doing now? You're laying 5G. You know that kills people.
This COVID-19 scam illusion.
The theory is that 5G damages the human immune system. That's simply not true. But the claim has spread across the internet as fast as the virus itself.
In 2019, we had the introduction of 5G rolling out to more and more places. And where was it massively introduced? Ahead almost of anywhere. China. And what was the first city to introduce a 5G smart system? Wuhan, where this virus is supposed to have broken out.
So the 5G rumors are unfounded. It's completely false information. There is no scientific basis to it whatsoever.
Digital communications expert Daniel Angus warns people are becoming more susceptible to this type of misinformation.
People are spending more time online, and perhaps that means that, yes, they are also spending more time reading and consuming forms of fake news and misinformation.
All of us should know what's taking place right under our noses.
According to these people, it's all part of a global conspiracy.
They've built this morgue, outside morgue in East London, which is 2 football pitches wide. And then this 5G gets switched on, people drop like flies, and all of a sudden you've got the excuse because, well, there's a virus going on. We told you.
Yeah, that's absolutely a highly, highly possible, even likely scenario.
It doesn't seem to matter how wild the claims.
But what 5G actually does, it absorbs oxygen, and that's really important to know.
People still believe.
So this is what is causing this pandemic. This is the largest global cover-up in history.
In Britain, it's led to 5G towers being sabotaged, even deliberately burned.
F***ing get it down.
And activists have taken to abusing the telco workers laying 5G cables.
You know, when they turn this on, it's going to kill everyone, and that's why they're building the hospitals?
Yes.
How do you feel? Do you have children?
No, I'm young.
Do you have parents?
Just my mom.
Well, how do you feel that when they turn that switch on, bye-bye, Mama? Are you content to continue doing that job? Are they paying you well enough to kill her?
Hard to believe that people can be taken in so easily, but let's bring in John Dwyer, Professor of Medicine and a man we often rely on to sort out scientific fact from popular fiction. Professor Dwyer, thanks so much for joining us. What do you make about these claims about 5G somehow causing coronavirus?
Michael, this is right up there with the wind farms causing cancer theories. Look, this is nonsense, and normally there are thousands of crazy theories out there, but at this time in our fight against this epidemic, this is dangerous nonsense. We are relying on Australians to be self-disciplined, and we have to convince them and have convinced them that the science underlying these restrictions that we're all putting up with, namely that we have a very serious communicable disease caused by a virus, that has to be accepted by the community. And even having just a few people think differently and feel that social distancing is not for them because of this silly idea, that's putting us all at risk. This is dangerous nonsense.
Is it because, Professor Dwyer, people are particularly vulnerable right now, or is it just that some people are more susceptible to believing different theories?
Look, I think there's always, around every crisis, around so many situations, you find outliers with ridiculous theories. And for some people, this whole idea of a conspiracy turns them on, I think. And as I say, most of the time, it really doesn't matter that much. But in this particular case, it's dangerous. And of course, this virus that we're fighting, we can see it under a microscope. We can unfortunately put our fingers on it, maybe put them in our mouth, and we can see the virus in the lungs of people that have died. There's no question about what's happening here. And of course, I'd point out that the coronavirus is available to all Australians, which you can't say about the 5G network. It's only very patchy at the moment. This is dangerous nonsense, and hopefully there'll be a responsible reaction on social media to squash this. But in this day and age, who knows?
No, that's been the trouble with social media over the weekend. It's just been spread so quickly, and it loves spreading a conspiracy theory on some of that. But look, let's underline this absolutely plainly, Professor Dwyer. Is there any scientific basis at all for believing that 5G technology could be harmful to our health?
None whatsoever. In fact, we know that we'd have to have about 100 times more intensity in the 5G radio waves that are emitted to have any chance of affecting human health. But the evidence is absolutely rock solid that this new 5G technology is wonderful, harmless, and the sooner we have it available to us, the better.
Exactly right. All right, Professor John Dwyer, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Michael.
Okay, now, with 5G comes rolling out, it came out with this so-called COVID. Now, when it came out when it was 4G, then wasn't that when it was that flu, Wuhan flu or something like that, or Ebola? I mean, each time they come out with something stronger, it's a different strand of something that's coming out. Now, with everything and the way how everyone is attached to social media and with the computers and all of this technology, you don't think this is affecting us in any way? I mean, even when they first started with just plain electricity, don't you think that affected our bodies? And now they just manipulated it so it really has a stronger control over us. Anyone?
Again, let's use that Christ consciousness 5G. So at the beginning of class, one of the public service or the only public service announcement I made was, why haven't we heard anything about the Ukrainians going through a 14-day quarantine, going through testing? This, that, and the other, when these people are talking about 5G has nothing to do with it, and it has everything to do with it because the 5 is right there in the G, but even using that it started in 2019, and it took me real quick
to the five, dealing with the 400 years, so-called 400 years of slavery starting in 1619. And again, 400 years from 1619 gives you 2019, when the coronavirus was introduced. Coronavirus is 41, which is the, when we look at 400 years, we kind of get lost because we see the 400 and we don't see the one. When we put the word years in the scenario, 400 plus the word years gives you a five. And that 400 years of 2019 gave us the five called the coronavirus 41. And look what we're still pushing, and they're saying, what? Conspiracy? I love it, yes. Because I see the number behind the word of conspiracy is 31. For God, it's truth. And anytime we start talking truth, they refer to it as a conspiracy. See? It's always the opposite. And that's what's happening. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Right. And the reason why you're asking, you know, the people coming in from Ukraine, and CMS law says 5G is not available in Ukraine yet. In November 2020, the government adopted a step-by-step plan to implement 5G, but the first tender will be announced in October 2021 and carried out by December 2021. So expected to commence starting in 2022 in the biggest cities. So what you're saying, in these areas that 5G is not there, the people don't have that infection, is why they're able to bring these people in, because you're bringing in population that look like those that are in control, that are their population is they're depleting their population, so they need more people that look like them to come into this country to be able to up their population by reproducing, because the immigrants are who? Not men. They're bringing in women and children. And they're advertising I seen it on one of the YouTube sites, Ukrainian women for marriage. So what you're doing is that you're correct, Antoinette, because in the areas that 5G was not implemented and not put out there, you didn't have that wave of coronavirus. Only in places where they turned this on, because what the media has done is that they paid enough, the tech, the phone conglomerates that has these cell phone investments are paying through media to change the data that's saying, what is it doing to the human being? Even with that interview that you did, that the folks was the UK or Australia, in the UK, they would not, they made a law saying any person under 16 could not have a cell phone. It's because they knew the damage it's doing to the human brain. Why do people in Silicon Valley do not allow their children to use laptops and iPhones and all of this technology in their learning process? They keep them sheltered. They put them in quote-unquote Faraday cages, that they don't get these frequencies. And you're correct, because when the flu epidemic that killed more people than anywhere in 1918 was because that's when they turned on electricity. Yeah. Every time, you're correct, every time you change the frequency of environment where humans live, you cause their body to wreck, because we are energy. Mm-hmm. And the woman said it, it's oxygen. That's why it was breathed into it, because it's the same frequency as oxygen. That's why they had everybody running around with a mask on is because you're breathing this in, and they have to filter it as much as possible to the body or till they can get enough to shock that help them to modify the frequency in your body, because the chemtrails that they have been bathing us in with the beryllium, the aluminum, and all of that, and the nanoparticles we have been breathing in order for us to bodies to adapt to these frequency changes, the 2G, the 3G, the 4G. And if you notice that when the 2G start coming out, you watch the chemtrails got more and more and more, because they knew as we turn up this microwaving, we got to have enough in those people to be able for them to receive these transmission without killing them.
Yes.
Exactly correct.
Yes.
Again, chemtrails is 41, family. That five is always present because they use them. The chemtrails and all these things they're using causes a disease. Disease is 32. It's what it's meant to basically destroy the body or control the body. And Brother Kwame, as you said, that prove the tape of the conspiracy being the truth. When they're constantly saying it's spreading like wildfire about 5G creating, well, you just proved it. The places that does not have the 5G or the technology are not affected. It's the places that have them that basically intensifies.
And as Brother Kwame said, that there is countries that are not even allowing it, or they're protesting it. Thank you, Brother Kwame, for bringing that back to my memory. That, you know,
yeah,
these are things.
So, just what I pulled up. That's why they're able to bring those people in masses, because they're not infected. They're good for breeding.
Yeah, and to be workers, to be the new slaves, if I so dare
well,
to be
no,
so
they're not
bold.
They're not okay. Well, they will be they will be put into a workforce that is not going to be equivalent to the Mexicans and the people that's coming from the South. They're going to be taught. What did they do at Hampton University, HBCU, said that they will take in Ukrainian students and give them free rides and housing at a HBCU coming into this country?
Yes. But notice they're putting them in the pool where our civil rights were, the HCBU.
I hope ain't nobody surprised, because, again, we've heard and we know, we should know by now, that all HBCUs were financed by someone who does not look like us.
Yeah, that's why Spelman Morehouse, the only in the AU center there in Atlanta, the only school started was Morris Brown, and they shut it down. They just now trying to give them their accreditations back, because it was started by a black church that started Morris Brown College. Spelman is named after Rockefeller's wife. Morehouse is started by a Christian Bible Belt. All of them are started, basically. Even Howard University is General Howard, who was out there slaying Indians in the West, and they brought him there and named the school after him because he was over the Freedmen's Bureau.
Like I said, we don't do enough to really see, because the true education that's coming from nature is actually coming from you and I at the same time. The elders, as Brother Kwari was saying, the millennium, and our babies and our grandbabies. You know, this is why we have to pass the baton properly to those like Curry who are ready, like Kanye, you know, and it's like they're already doing what they're supposed to be doing. But
yeah,
again,
but what,
go ahead.
I apologize, but I'm saying what we're doing is that passing the baton is what we have is this generational gap. Those millennials do not, or maybe some may do, but how many of them sit down with their grandparents and great-grandparents if they're still in existence and listen to the stories that they have to share? How many of us are, as Antoinette was doing when her grandbaby came in there, giving that grandbaby lap time and not a laptop?
That's key. That's key. That's key.
Because that's the problem that we have been so emulating of what we see our oppressors do to their parents. Now we are attempting to do the same thing with our grandparents and parents, and we're going to stick them off in the home, or we don't want to be bothered with them, or we don't want to live around them. I want to live in a high tower place. I don't want to live down there in the country with them country people. They backwards.
Yeah, that's so true. Cause that's
but
exactly
them backwards
what you mean.
People, them backwards
yeah.
people
yeah.
raised you to get you to where you at.
Yep. And our old-fashioned ways.
Right. But you figured that you've made it now because you can sit over here with Becky and John Boy and whip your neck around with some false hair on your head and think you made it. That ain't it.
Yeah.
And you got some rude awakenings because when they get into position, they going to forget about you being their friend. They going to call you who you are.
Yep, they are. That is so true. That is so, so true because they will be quick to remind you.
That's what you just seen with Ye and Irie. You just seen they've been reminded. You made all of this, and you was okay while you was making us these monies, and we gave you this and gave you that. Now you turn around here and you want to get cocky, and you don't want to apologize for saying something that you shouldn't be saying, which is true.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. They're telling the truth, but they don't want you telling. That's why they're arguing about CRT, the 1619 that you was talking about, Brother Eddie. They don't want that to come out because then that shows us that we already know who you are. We want to show the world.
So, yes,
who you
exactly
really
are. Who you
are,
because where you came
you've been
from
trying
and everything.
To hide. Yeah, you've been trying to hide behind this flag, the world's greatest country. This is the history. Yeah, you taking down your statues for the worshiping of your white supremacy, but still hidden in your generations.
Yes.
As Parliament stated, free your mind and your ass will follow. But even more, mind your wants. Because there's someone that wants your mind, because free speech, baby, is hot finance. See, we say free speech, but we saying now ain't too many people speaking freely, because truly understanding even by the number, when we say sign that contract, you making a sign or a pact with the devil. See. Because your soul, 16, when we put it with the pen, your signature, 43, that's that 7. Your soul has been sold with the writing of the pen mightier than the sword. That's why with that pen, you can't say no damn words, baby. because your signature signifies hell on you, baby, and you mine.
Yeah, and the part that we go back to Clarence Thomas, you were put in that position because somebody wanted to point you there for us to do what we're going to get. Your wife, with her white privilege, used her white privilege and charged that Capitol building with the people she knew and who she was supporting. You paid for the consequences because you ain't got the complexion for the protection.
That's right.
That's why you getting ready to step down, because they getting ready to put another person in there that they want to go in there so they can have their court system set up, because you get the Republican that covers the Senate and you get the judicial. You got the country.
Yeah, manipulation that's happening now, and manipulate is five of the seven called the law. We are always, and we're showing the different laws that are being pushed, especially during these times of celebration when people are all into these holidays. See, these laws are being passed that as we are aware, talk about and put out there to the family, especially here in Illinois. If you have not been aware of them pushing this mandatory shot, well, the governor is getting ready to do it next year, K through 12. See. So it'll be in most people's best interest to start looking at some type of home school.
Yeah, especially with that new executive order that Biden just signed.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all haven't looked at the executive order, Brother Eddie, do you have it off the top of your head, or do I need to go and pull it up?
Top of my head, it should be Executive Order 14-081, which comes to a five, family. It comes back to that damn five.
Yeah, so y'all really need to take a look at it's a lot of things that's in that executive order that is not good at all. And you can see exactly where they're pushing everything. So I really suggest that, you know, look it up and read it. All you have to do is just put the executive order and the number that Eddie just gave you, and it'll come right up for you. And that was just signed, I think, last week, wasn't it, Brother Eddie?
Yep.
I'm pretty sure it was last week. So y'all really please look at that.
Right during the what? The Halloween festivities, family.
Yeah, and then everything with Kanye. You know, that was when things was at the highest, almost with Kanye, where, you know, people were looking at that, paying attention to that, and Halloween, and whatever else was going on last week, I don't know.
The shooting of one of the rappers.
His
name is Takeoff from... I can't think. I'm not into it that deep. And,
yeah, I'm not either. So KRS-One or
Amigos,
something?
I think it's the Amigos or Amigos, something anyway. He got shot on Halloween, and as soon as I saw it, dealing with what I saw flash on my phone, him being 28, which is a one, that Kwame brought up. And Halloween comes to 28, you know.
Right.
And again, ritual is that five, and 10/31 comes to the five. So is this a blood ritual? Because, again, Takeoff comes to a 30 or a three, sacrifice is a three, kill is a three. So was he that blood? Blood is a three, a blood sacrifice. for a ritual.
Yeah, and you know, Brother Eddie, look, also, forgive me, Brother Kwame. Remember they had Jerry Lewis, I think that's his name, who died, and remember, a pedophile. Remember, he married his 14-year-old cousin.
Oh, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yes.
Is that who you're talking about, the singer? Okay.
Yeah, remember, he married his 14-year-old cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and you know, you're correct, because, see, that's the distraction. What else happened?
Mm-hmm.
That executive order he put out during Halloween, he put it out just at almost the end.
Yeah.
After. But what happened was, is that that's when the UK put Sunak as the first color prime minister of the UK.
Yes.
Sunak is Indian, first Indian prime minister, that was his father, and then comes from Kenya. They were in Africa. That's where he was born from, in a British colony. That's where he comes from. But his wife, India, and her father owns Infotech, which is one of the 12 largest Infotech companies in the world. He's a billionaire. And he started this company, and he has worldwide, he's got the second largest company in India. He has number 2 and I think number 12 in the world. And he's connected with China. And when he was started out, he put his Infotech in Russia with Putin.
Mm-hmm. You know,
see, that's
what
why they gave us the distraction. While Biden signed this with the EU is because
mm-hmm.
now he is the prime minister that's going on the technology. I mean, with his the prime minister's wife's father is the Infotech of India and has a worldwide Infotech structure around the world. And what did that Pelosi and her husband, when you're talking about that distraction about him being, you know, gay and doing his thing with the nudist, whatever, she went there to Thailand to do what? To offer them to build a chip company in the United States, because they cannot do all, everything has to have a chip.
Mm-hmm.
And if China tries to sew up the market, then everybody else is going to be out of it. So she had to go there to get and make an offer to build it, because they're offering them carte blanche to come build in Texas.
Yes. But you know what else I noticed, but what else I have noticed is they're putting a lot of women in place all around, not only women, but men of color. So, and then, you know, as I said, with Jerry Lewis, with him being a pedophile, with, you know, it's like everything that happened in this last couple of weeks, is this all a part of their end game?
No, it's a part,
and they're giving you a taste
game
of it.
The end game is to get you distracted by putting, giving us Kanye and the other one in that distraction, dealing with them and the Jews, the color prime minister, while white supremacy works in the dark web.
Yes.
Because
now, did you also hear about Sophie, that robot, and what's it, Iran or Iraq, that I think that they're having her or it become
Dubai.
Yeah.
Sophie in Dubai.
Okay.
She's a citizen. She's given human status.
Yes, where they're going to make her, I'm saying her, and it's not a her. I don't know what, this thing.
It's a human robot.
Yeah, as a, but they're giving it a place, a office, a title there. a political title where it's going to be ahead of, you know, some things.
But this has been in the works. It's been in the works for some time now. We talked about Sophie, I think in 2015, maybe 2014, when Brother X and I were still doing forums at the public library here. So, again, a lot of stuff that's being recycled is coming back around that circle, 23-5, that circle, you know, because, again, as we say, ain't nothing new because it's been in the wind, which is five, been in the atmosphere, which is five. It's part of our ancient knowledge. Our ancient ancestors, ancient is five. This is why when they even talk about five, the alien is five. And when we truly think about it, we are alien to other groups of people because spiritually, just like the five that we're going through with this energy, these rays that we're talking about, and again, 5G comes to family tree, family. See, when I hear 5G, I immediately go to those words that are important issues. Important issues come to 5G. These are the things that we should be engaging in when we hear 5G. Take control. That Christ consciousness is 5G. Use that Christ consciousness in a true conversation, true five conversation G or seven, 5-7 or 5G. These conversations truly activate the energy of those of us who are on that frequency everybody's not on. The same level. But again, being the seven call help or helper, this is what we're doing. And through even our conversation that activates, we help. And this is why the word is so important, being used the right way. Kwame, being that wordsmith, turns it backwards and forward, inside out, upside down.
Yeah.
For me, still using everything that he's capable of doing, the number remains the same because that's what they constantly keep doing, changing the word. The words change, but the numbers remain the same. And for me, finding those numbers, that shows us the frequency of power behind the words that amplify through their vibrations when we speak them. Family, we got so much power that each and every one of us, again, we're all here to enhance one another wherever we are. We're not here to change. That change comes from within. Going back to the question that I asked earlier, dealing with metaphysics, even by the name of Sun Tzu, the Art of War. Art of War, by the way, comes at 31, family, truth. Anyway, keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer. And I want the family to think of that metaphysically. What does it mean? See, because we see the physical and material, and we can read from the book what he means by that phrase.
but metaphysically, what do you see in keeping your friends close and your enemies closer?
Yes, and y'all, if you have a question or a comment, if you press the number one, I'll be happy to open up your line so that you can, you know, give your input, you know, or your questions or your comments.
Can you do that now at 10:15?
Yeah, I can still do it.
Okay.
Yeah, they're okay for now.
So,
and we're in overtime, and I'm sorry I didn't announce it. So for anyone, before you drop off, Dry Bones on Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern time for the Helios Villios. And please don't forget Brother Ray at 3 p.m. on Sunday, no matter where you are in the world, at 3 p.m. we're drumming, y'all. So don't forget that. And I feel that I'm forgetting something. Oh, Brother Eddie, you want to give your contact information?
Friday.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Friday. Miss Kim and I will be on, and it'll be celebrating the veterans. Somebody, everybody probably knows a vet. If it's not one in your family, or if you're not a vet, I'm sure it's some vet that you know. So we're going to, you know, be giving honor to the vets. And Brother Eddie, you're one of our veterans, aren't you?
Oh yeah, that's why I made the statement to for 11/11 once Brother Kwame mentioned it. To all my fellow veterans, since we won't be on, but since you will be on, I still get that shout out. You know, have a happy Veterans Day. And that's why I mentioned that even the word veteran comes to 29, 2 plus 9 is 11, 11, 11. So I said it all adds up, all of this stuff, family. I ain't lying.
Yeah.
Man, you know. But
yes,
going back real quick, my contact information is I could be reached at eharris1764@gmail.com. That's eharris1764@gmail.com. And right quick again, that statement being keep your friends close and your enemies closer, I changed the enemies plural to singular enemy. Keep your friends close and your enemy closer. And again, as Brother Kwame does, when I play with words, I always make sure the number adds up. Or I don't make sure it adds up for me. I ain't even going to take that credit, family. I ain't going to lie like that. I can't, you know. Anyway, keep your friends close. When you look at the number of friends, it's 32 to 5. But keep enemy closer. Well, enemy is 14, which is 5. And the inner me is 23, which is 5. And you keep that closer. Closer is also 23, which is 5. But the 5 that you keep closer is your thought, 41. Because that's the first thing that happens before you look at anybody to be an outside enemy. It's your inner me that has that first thought. That's why nobody else gets that, and you keep that closer than any damn thing else, even a friend. And when you look at Sun Tzu's, keep your friends close, but your enemies, which still refers to you with another number that we've been talking about, dealing with the Creator. You only make your enemies that have created a problem for you. It starts in your own mind. But again, enemies is 28, which is 1. You are 1. You start with self, know, which is 1, thyself. because that's your first line of business. And if you don't know yourself, you your own damn worst enemy. So metaphysically, this is how I see all of that. And that's why it stays closer than anything else. You, self, stay closer to you than anything else. So that's my spin on it. Of course, sure you can.
Because you said that anything keep your and staying close, and the only thing closer to you is your creator. And when you're in oneness with your creator, you're in your Christ consciousness.
There it is. Yep. So, and like I said, you add it to it, and all it does is enhance. It doesn't change one iota. And what I'm talking about, what it does, it adds to it. It enhances so that I'm able to use what you just gave me when I give this again to someone else. That's how we doing, fam. We're giving tidbits of information to fill the gaps, to connect the dots. Because I'm here to tell you, it's a lot of gaps and dots missing for me. And I thank you, family, all the time. Thank us. Because through your concerns, issues, questions, statements, all the words you use have numbers behind them. And I would say half of the words that I hear from you, family, I don't use those words. But you've just given me new numbers behind the words that we're having through the conversation that enhance. I'm able to use immediately in my next conversation if the number of those words given to me is used by someone else using another word with the same number. Oh, thank you, family. See? So, I'm loving, like I said, all this energy. And then for Brother Kyrie to mention the millenniums and get into the generational span of being in his middle, which is the present, and able to give to the elders and take from the elders, and to be able to also transmit to the youth. See, that's three generations there. And we can keep touching, like I say, 4, 5, 6, 7. I mean, it's so for me, and as Brother Kwame stated, these classes that I refer to instead of a show are recorded. And if anything, these are tools that we are leaving behind for the youth, for the next generations to be able to use this information. See? And that's our part. For me, again, love using Parliament 31. Spiritual. Baton is one I use, but I prefer to say we are pulling up the last leg of the pure thought. See, we ain't passing no baton no more, no. If we are ascending, going up, then we have to look down and pull up that last, that strongest leg of a relay race and pull them up into the pure thought. So, yeah, for me, that's always been my part since I've been 14 years old, stuck on Parliament. So even not knowing what I know now with numbers, seeing how we've been connected to different things and we're just not aware. We've always been doing what we are destined, or I like to say designed to do, because are you living in design or are you living by default? Are you living the truth or are you living the lie? Are you living a lie like it's gold and living a lie like it's gold and living a lie like it's gold and living? Come on, fam. See, and we know now through different venues, classes, conversations, that as we say, you can't serve two masters. You can't go to the dimensions we're talking about with the lie. Only the truth being four would even be let in that heaven's door, doors 13, which is four, the fourth chakra, unless you speak in truth. That gets you in. That's why it says, what will set you free? Truth, the four, baby. So as long as we speak in the truth, that's our insurance card. That's your gold bond. Because that's your word, which is your bond. There's no fear. There's no need to fear. Because fear brings on stress. And stress makes you sick. Ain't that something? Fear is eight, stress is eight, and sick is eight. Mm. And today's date, 11/9/2022 is eight, family. And it all starts from the thinking or mental aspect. Mental is eight. And if our thinking, which is also eight, ain't in order, this is what's making us sick. This is why we're in a state of fear and under pressure from stress. Again, everything I just said is an eight. It all adds up. And again, I'm giving it to you one way. You can see words and numbers that apply to you, and you still can use them, saying the same thing with different words that has that same vibration of the numbers that gives the power. Because we recognize it. That's what gives us the power to anything we do. Once we are aware and we recognize what it is and we're capable of doing with the information that we have, use it. That's what it's there for. Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but I'm surprised ain't nobody else called in to add to the mix of the questions.
Yeah, people are here. Again, y'all, if you have a question or a comment or just want to encourage us, I mean, you know, press number
like
one
said,
and we'll let you in. Or if you don't agree with us.
Yeah, like I said, we love to share because that's part of the five. We care, five. We love family. That's five. But again, we know these times that people are in, it's different reasons that people might not call in for various reasons. But again, the key, family, and I never take any offense to not having callers call in, because I know at times with what I give with numerology, it could be a little bit overwhelming, especially with family members who might be first-time listeners or who might listen occasionally. And running through these words and numbers can be, like I said, not just confusing, but a lot of people, right away, it's a belief factor. You know, damn, how all these words – with longer words coming up to five and seven and this, that, and the other. And again, we haven't mentioned it in a while. And if it's not on the page dealing with Marty Lee's alphabet code, this is where this code comes from. Still the English alphabet.
Thank you for saying that, Brother Eddie. Y'all, if you go to the description page, I have a link on there for Marty Lee's, and it's Marty Lee's, it's a YouTube video. It's Marty Lee's Gematria, the Mathematical Code of the Universe, and the Alphabet Cipher. So I have the link for that YouTube video on the page for y'all, for anyone wishes to, you know, view it.
And I always suggest, family, please do, because like I said, well, like it's been said, whatever you hear, you cannot unhear.
True.
And whatever you see, you cannot unsee it. So yeah. Once you start to see what is given on this journey of metaphysics and numerology, once you see it applies to you, as McFadden and Whitehead song, ain't no stopping us now.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the move. See?
Yeah.
And even songs like that to relate the numbers behind the words and the lyrics. Oh, family. You have an awakening. That's all
yeah.
I can say. And it's I must say, it's enjoyable to say the least. See, you will enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because the joyful noise is in the music. As the OJ said, we got a message, baby, in the music. Message being 31. And we all the five, family, once we recognize the five that's called a teacher, but the five that's also called a messenger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're using this mRNA or messenger on our RNA to basically, again, using 5G. As they said, it's a conspiracy where 5G is right there in the vaccine in your arm.
Yeah.
Biblically, your arm basically represents your forehead, the mark of the beast. Beast being 21, shot being 21. Forehead being 34, which is 7, arm being 7. We only see it one way. Stuck on somebody's story. Mm-mm. This is the age of 5 called Reveal, family. But the word always gives us choice, the true word. Ain't nobody trying to force you, especially me, giving this. Because I'm giving everything in the metaphysical form of the unconditional love of God and Jesus Christ. Regardless if you see it or not, I have my spiritual assignment, my soul assignment, and it's actually to help others who are finding their way, but no less. That's all divine guidance, 5G, coming straight to the Christ consciousness, 5G. See? So, yeah, every day we get daily affirmation. And that's no more than the 4 and the 5. Or the 5 and the 4, I'm sorry, still 9. Daily affirmation is metaphysics. Daily affirmation is from God in Christ. Daily affirmation is through as above, so below. Daily affirmation is fellowship and worship. Daily affirmation can be gotten over the internet. but what are the true purposes that we use or we're being used when we're online? Because it takes us off our line, getting on somebody else's script, their line, every time we get on, log on, YouTube, aka Meta, all of these things that, again, consist of 5G, the ultimate culprit behind what they're trying to stop. Again, it's a shift that's going on. 5G is no more than the paradigm shift. When we don't see the same number of 5G, it's the paradigm shift. It's order out of chaos. Like I said, it's the numbers. And that's what they're trying to stop happening. Can't stop it. You can't stop a current of wind, baby. You can't stop it. You don't even see it. You feel it. But you can't stop it. And that's what we're doing. We're feeling it, baby. We're feeling it. And they're feeling it, too. And they know. Panic mode. We got to get it done as expedient as possible.
Yes, yes, we do.
Warp speed.
Yes.
That's metaphysics, fam, by numbers. Same thing we're talking about. Dealing with that 5 and 4. Warp speed.
Brother Biddle, we have another caller. What did I call you?
Okay.
Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm getting tired. We have another caller.
Okay.
Area code 405.
Peace. Peace and love, family.
Brother Mel, it's been a minute, man. How you doing?
Peace and love. I love y'all so much.
Peace and love,
aww,
Brother Mel.
Baby, we love
you. I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm just wondering, like, at what point do we take accountability? Like, I mean, at some point we, I don't know. Are we basically trying to, it seems like we're still trying to integrate into their system of things, their internet of things, with their way of things. Instead
well, I think
of,
that's her problem.
Yeah, I think so too.
I'm sorry. Like, forgive me. Go ahead, baby.
No, I mean, I'm just like we. It's like the reparations thing. The brother Tyreek did his little, it was a really good event in D.C. a few days ago, and but to ask them for it's like asking master to, like, I got to be careful with my words, but I'm just saying, like.
But I understand what you're saying. I understand you're asking the person who abused you to basically abuse you in a different way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
It's something like that. Like, I mean, come on, man. We got to figure our own way, man. And it's like, and I wanted to ask the family, you know, as far as your immediate family, like when there's conflict or there's discourse, and not even necessarily that, because you always have conflict and discourse amongst family, but when it comes to a point where it's like no respect, like I'm gonna see it my way, I'm gonna do it my way, and you gonna like it or love it, or I mean, like, at that point, how do you behave with that? Like, how do you handle them with a long-handled spoon? I mean, can't stop loving your family, but just because they're your family, and even if you grew up together and have a close bond, at some point in life, you got to say, whoa. And that's what I'm going through right now. Like, damn it. Like, come on, man. You can't do me like that. I'm wondering how the family would react or handle that situation? Yep. I can't stop loving them.
It's forgive me, Brother Mel, I'm not laughing at you. Basically, like I said, it's easy for me, and it's just, and one reason that it's easy, because anytime we give advice and we're not emotionally attached to the situation, because see, that's where the problems that you're even relating comes in. It touches the emotion. And when it touches the emotion, we get a reaction. The reaction causes a problem that causes more trouble. See? So me being on the outside, not being affected by the emotional connection, I can be more open and honest. But and in my realm of numbers, of the five, I got five on it. It's easy for me, because even when I come into a dilemma of emotions, I relate to the numbers to show me my way out. Because you're seeing your problems and you already have the solution, but you don't see the number behind what you're saying. Because even as you say, I love them, I'm love. What should I do? Well, love is five, baby. It's easy. Shit, you've heard of the saying, if I love you, I can let your goddamn ass go. Let go is five, family. Shit, we taking ourselves through the five again. That's the worst enemy. You starting with the self. If it affects that love you have for that person, then let them go. You ain't saying forever. But give them room, baby. It's time for you to take a rest. Rest is five. Off of that shit. And the first thing I'll suggest to everybody, get the fuck off of goddamn social media. That's what we've been saying there. That manipulates the five called a problem. Because we don't get personal. Damn it, talk to me. Get off the damn internet. Shit, let's meet and break bread and talk. I want to see you. I want to feel you. I want to see it written over your damn face, baby. You ain't got to say a word. Let's just get together. Same thing Kwame was saying. That baby gets in Sister Antoinette's lap. The human contact has been lost, baby, because problems out here is from technology. And we not, again, when we going to take responsibility? You got it. Shit. If you saying it, you're the example. Start with self and nobody else. You are the example. That means, guess what? Damn it, sit your ass down and find the way. The way is already in you. You got to find it. If the love is that strong, you got the answer. But you're not taking the damn time for reflections. Just like that damn eclipse is giving us the energy for reflections, baby. Reflection is five. It's love. Mirror is five. You the mirror. They're giving you the arsenal, the words. You ain't judging them. They doing it they damn self. I see the number. So when you talk to me by the number of the words, you know, cut your goddamn self out. This is the season of fall, baby. Who stays and who damn falls? Stop letting that damn dead leaf hang on to your ass. Let it drop. See?
It's pruning time.
Fall is two. Emotions is two. We get all emotional. Bruce said it best. You need emotional content, not anger. Because that's what emotions bring, the reaction of anger. Uncontrolled emotions. You ain't thinking right. When emotions, because they can't be in the same place at one time. So yeah, just relax, fam, and go through personal reflections. See? Play it out. See? You got that power. And like I said, don't be a button, man. Don't let people push your buttons to where now you got to respond or react from emotion, which never turns out good. It never turns out good.
You've been telling me that for years.
Yes, sir.
You've been telling me that for years, and I'll be trying, man. And I'm getting I'm getting better.
Yeah,
but it's hard when you feel like, you know, when you do something or if you perform any service for anybody that you love, and they turn around and make it like. I don't want to curse or nothing, but, like, you know, treat you like, yeah, bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's right. You know what I'm saying? Do
Look at it, like I said, you the scale, fam. Look at it both ways. See, because, again, it all starts with self. Did you do it out of the true love that you said? Because if you did it out of true love, I don't need no damn thank you, this, that, and the other. When I look for some type of response, then I gave it for a particular reason, regardless of what it is. See, if I gave it out of love, I don't expect shit back. See, but what I get back lets me know the respect of who you are. If you didn't give me what naturally comes, natural is fire, baby. That's love. If you don't give it back naturally, you just showed me. It's easy for me to let you go. Why am I mad? Them treating you like shit is like, you know what? Shit. It ain't hard to let you go. If I did this out of love and you can't reciprocate, at least with respect. You ain't got to show me the love I show you, but the respect. Come on, fam. We take ourselves through all this nonsense. A person lets you know right away. That's why I'm loving where I am. And guess what? My friends is my numbers, baby. The people who get it and get it, don't get offended, family. It's all numerology to me. Get it, it's 31, it's spiritual, it's truth. If you don't get it, I ain't got shit to do with it. I'm giving it. That's why when you give it away, give it for. That's the truth. That's God. That's, woo, fam. That's why it's better to give than receive. It's all in the number of everything that we look at as being positive, connected to whatever we believe in the Creator. But we're speaking it out our words, and we're not looking at what we're saying. That's why I use Chris Tucker on the slide. Do you understand the number behind the word that is coming out your mouth? Not mine. I know mine. Woo, and I know yours now. See, this is the magic that you can beat anybody's ass with, family. As you said, Mel, I've been telling you this for years. And as you hear me now, think back, reflect. Have I gotten better or worse? As you said, you getting better. See, I don't need to pat myself on it. I already know because the universe gives me the information to continue to do what we're doing. It ain't just me. Can't do shit by myself. Thank us. That's part of the paradigm shift. That's part of 5G. The three, the connection. Thank us, family. Go ahead, Brother Mel. I think you were trying to say something.
No, I'm listening to you. I'm just soaking up the game, brother. I just be feeling bad. And another thing is I don't feel like I let you down as a student because I don't have no pencil and paper. I'm not writing nothing down. And you always tell me to write shit down.
but I love it because the key is honesty, bro. You already know. You know, hey, you being honest. You've been with me for years, and you're still saying, damn, I still ain't got no pencil and pad, but I'm getting better, you know. And this is all we bank on, you know, because even when you ain't doing good, you want to put it out there in the atmosphere. I'm doing better.
Yeah.
See? And like I say, we speak that better into existence. Like I said, once we understand You are the cure once your thoughts become pure. All that you've been talking to people about, when we change the vibrations of our thoughts to everything positive, as it said, I got love written all over my face. Why? Because when you smile, the world smiles with you. You see a few people with a frown, but that smile of yours will turn that frown upside down. That's on the one. Even that phrase, love written all over my face, comes to the one. Smile comes to one. Ain't that something? So just smile, fam. See? That brings on a positive vibration, frequency, and a sound without even making a sound. See? So we change this, or we flow with this shift of this paradigm that we're in. Either you flow with it or you don't. That's why flow is fire, baby. You better get with the flow, with what you know, so that we can grow. See, don't go so fast, go slow. Oh, another thing, we hear this statement, but this lets you know how deep the numbers are, even along your journey, when we find out. And the majority of the time we've been doing it, we just didn't even know the number behind what we were even doing. But we've all heard of this story called Johnny Appleseed. And in short, we knew that the story of Johnny Appleseed, that along his journey, he would drop seeds, apple seeds. And yes, people come by water, nature itself waters, and apple trees grow. But the key was that that was his mission for his journey. And by number, Johnny is 16, which is a 7. Apple is 14, and seed is 20. 14 plus 20 is 34. 7. Johnny 7, Appleseed 7, Journey is 7. So that was his life's journey, even by his name. How many of us ever be able to see your soul assignment by the number of your name and the words, the signs, images that you're already doing, you've been doing, and we just never even thought about that connection, even though we've always been into numbers in one facet other than children with Christmas, Halloween, Thanksgiving, any time during the year when they're out of school, spring break, these dates and times, anniversaries, wedding dates, funerals, time you have to be at your job, time for an interview. I mean, we can go on and on. Food prices, numbers, gas prices, numbers. We're into numbers all day long and never even think about looking at the numbers on your receipt, seeing license plate numbers constantly when we're driving, that when we start to actually become aware, we start seeing the same damn number on different license plates, but that single digit of the number keeps coming up to you, to you. Because the numbers that give you the words are attached to your numbers, to your name, making it personal, baby. Every day, Ain't that something? I've been doing this for 6 years, so can't nobody prove me wrong, because it gets stronger and stronger, and it starts to lead me to, regardless of where I go and who establishment, house, residence that I'm invited to, the same darn numbers. I can't make this up. And people that invite me and I go, I make them aware. And all they can say is, I never would have thought of it. No. The only reason I'm thinking of it is because I was invited. I came. I'm here. I always look up and look at the address. Because, again, it lets you know you're supposed to be wherever you are. We didn't even put that together to know where we are, where we're supposed to be. But are we recognizing what we're supposed to be doing by the words, the numbers behind the words, the images, the symbols and signs all have numbers. Guess what? They're telling you the same thing. We just didn't recognize it. That's saying game 5, recognize 7. 5G, game, recognize game. We're not recognized. That's why I got 5 on it and been saying it for a minute, fam. We got to recognize the game. And the game is only recognized to you once you see or you're aware of what's being given behind these words and numbers. Behind the numbers that we see daily, 144, 414, 441, 333, 222, 1111, 1313, 1314, so forth and so on. We see a pattern in these sequence of numbers. But we don't recognize what these numbers in these different sequences are telling us. It's not just the number. We have to find the word. This is why we keep seeing the same pattern of numbers, and we haven't thought about what word out of the many words with that same number. This is why it takes time, family. But anything worth anything, they say it takes time. So we have to slow down and, as they say, smell the roses. Slow is 14. And we keep rushing through life. Rush is 23. We got to slow down, fam. Because we missing so much. And the main miss, as Brother Mel, you were stating, what's missing is that human factor of personal contact. That's what we're missing. This is why we keep talking about technology and AI and the artificial. Well, we real and we still won't make a concerted effort to make that human contact with one another. Times that we tell ourselves, I ain't got the time, or we say we're going to do something and we don't end up doing it because we can't truly, 5G is stay focused. That's part of 5G. How many times do I hear people in general with stories, and basically they just keep telling me I'm procrastinating, man. Procrastinate my ass off because I can't stay focused. See? So, but that's why the 7 is no more than the memory of an echo. And that's what we have to become at times through the conversation. We have to be the echo. See, because the echo is no more than what's already been said.
And this is why at times we got to hear it over repetitively, over and over again. Write it down, Brother Mel, over and over again. It's got to be repeated. And somewhere down the line, it'll kick in. We'll look back and say, damn, all that time wasted of not recording my life events. So unlike the phone, cell phone, the media, social media and all this that knows everything that's been texted to you and family members, we don't even remember it. Because after so long, your texts drop off your phone, but the data collecting database has it all. From the first time you picked up, started talking, and started texting. And out of all those years, we ain't wrote nothing down. We the book, and we don't remember nothing. We got the power, family, like I said. And technology is good, but it has made us lazy. We done got lazy. Because even without writing anything down, as far as what I tell people or ask people to do, I can't tell anybody to do anything, but how many telephone numbers do you know? Do you know your mamas, your sisters, your brothers, your children's now, your emergency contact, your friends? How many numbers? How many numbers did we used to know? That lets you know how lazy technology has made us. We can talk about this every week, every month, every year, and people still won't take into practice to remember numbers or at least pencil and pad, write the damn numbers down like we used to have little black books, address and telephone books that you don't even find too much anymore. But we had those. Now we don't even have those, and we don't even utilize the brain because the numbers help the reboot that we're going through. Using this process of gematria, numerology, and metaphysics, oh, fam, you can hear by the words I use and the things I say. You know, each time you hear me, it's slightly different, but it's a higher level that I keep obtaining. And it's only because I'm in order with what I should be doing. Can't speak for anybody else, but as long as I know that, I constantly get the information that I'm able to share with you, family. And a lot of times I have to lay back because, again, if the family truly understood what races through my brain with words and numbers all the time, you know, I ain't going to say stressful, this, that, and the other, but again, I can't complain because I asked for this. Once I saw it, that became part of my daily prayer. Became part of my daily meditation, part of my daily visualization. So it just got stronger and stronger. And like I said, once you see something, you can't unsee it. Once you hear it, you can't unhear it. I can't turn it off. I can't turn it off. So all I can do is lay back and enjoy the ride, you know, because, again, that's for me, once any of us get to wherever it is you are supposed to be, it becomes pleasurable, enjoyment, the fun in doing whatever it is you do, you know. Like, what's the old saying? When you love what you're doing, you ain't looking for pay. Well, I've been doing this for 7 years, and I ain't got a penny for it. Do I sound like I'm here asking for this, that? No, bro. Because at the end of the day, even though we all need finances, doing what I'm doing gives me the ability to continue to obtain the spiritual information that, again, I ask for, I pray for. I even have incantations that I speak and use, but it's only to bring forth what I'm bringing forth. See? And again, like I said, at the end of the day, metaphysics is God in Christ. Nobody else knows. They don't need to. This is part of, like we say, we all got a journey. So again, I don't need to use the name of God in Christ. My heart using their number that has revealed their power behind the words that I use. It's what gives me even more power. It gives all of us this power, the same power. I ain't got no more power than nobody else. That's why I said I ain't trying to sell this. I was given this to give to my people to help us break free of this bondage that starts in our minds, family. As Brother Kwame always called the mind, the Milky Way. Oh, as above, so below, the mind, the universe, we are the universe. We are the Milky Way. We are the cosmic. We are the people. But how are you connecting yourself to the definition of the word or all the words with the numbers that you now define and make them the way you want it to be? That's why you are the example, too. Number two, example. You are the example to be what you want others to see, what they will be, for them to be. But at least what you are to be is a way that is being shown to others through your example. That's why the B is the action. B is the divine. To be is consciousness. What are you going to be or not to be? That is the question. This is why it's to be, baby. It's what we bring into existence. So be what you are. Everybody and everything else has been taken. Be yourself. Ain't that something? Be is seven. And yourself is seven, baby. So just be yourself. It's all you can be. The best you can be. So, again, fam, this has been great. Are y'all still out there with me, family?
Yeah, I'm
Hello?
Rocking with you.
Yes,
oh, okay. Okay. I ain't hearing that
we
for
were
a minute.
We were gleaning off of your wisdom.
So, but that is the wisdom that we all have is locked within the stories within us. And we keep allowing. That's just like the lesson of our story is, again, just the truth that we share with our loved ones. And, again, Jack said it, and that's Jack Nicholson, said it best. Shit, most of the people can't handle the damn truth, y'all. This is what you're saying. You land stuff on them that's the truth, and they can't handle it. But we got to remember, too, we have to learn the five call expression. That's part of the defense, to have that self-expression so that we feel that vibration of people who are ready. Because, again, when you're put in somebody's presence, they are ready. This is why you're there. Or you're ready to receive from them something that you are in need of. We got to figure that one out real quick once we get with people. But the key to disseminating information is it's not what you say, it's how you say it, which also means you might have to spoon feed some people. You can't come in blasting with both barrels with the information you know when people aren't even ready for that much. You scare some people, and other people just have that frequency of just being argumentative.
Yeah.
Controversy, motherfucker. Just want controversy. Just want a debate. You say sky blue, damn it, it's purple to them. It's green.
Yeah.
It's orange. They just got to be just divisive. So, again, we got to learn if we're there to be the teacher. That's why learn is five. Teacher is five. You can't teach what you haven't learned. So, again, we have to learn, being the teacher, different ways to give the information in order for the student to accept it or to at least learn what you're trying to give them. If we don't look at everybody.
Yes, and I think those are times that, and I think those are times that we're the students, that we're there to learn how to deal with, how to interact with different people. Because all of it is a learning process for each of us, you know, for the giver and the taker.
That's the key. See, I'm a good teacher, but I'm a better student. Because, see, student is where we started off at the beginning, B movie. Movie is nine. Student is nine. Learning is nine. We constantly say we still learning. Well, if you're learning, you're the student.
Yeah.
So we are proverbial students because we're still learning. Even when we're teaching, we're learning. We're learning how to teach.
Yeah.
Because some people say you can't teach all people. One of the sayings, you can't teach an old dog a new trick. So you're trying to tell me I can't teach the elders. Come on, stop.
Yeah.
Each one reach one to teach one. Each one don't teach one. I can't teach nobody if I don't reach them first. See, we miss a step. I hear a lot of people talk about each one, teach one. How in the hell are you going to teach me if you didn't reach me, brother? Stop it.
Yeah.
See? We feel
the
gas, man.
That's because we're in an instant microwave, you know, John. We want everything fast and immediate.
Well, see,
you know,
they did that.
We want it done right away. You don't want no wait.
That's when they did it, even food for thought, because the food for thought transferred to the food we eat, and they made it what? Fast food. Fast food restaurants, fast food this. You know, Uber your food. Now it's not just fast. Now you're lazy. I don't want to even get up and go out. I want to Uber my food.
Yeah.
I want to Grubhub my food.